The Hawaiian Comedian presents.
I've been doing comedy for over 23 years, and I've been on the road. I've been in different cities. I've been different things like that.
We're here to talk about everything, man. The topics you talk about with your friends, your family, questions you got for us. Quitty in the city.
Aloha.
Back at it like we never left. That might be my new little catchphrase.
Like we never left?
Yeah, back like we never left.
Like we never left.
For some, it might be. This could be their, they just keep hitting next, keep hitting next. That's kind of how I am sometimes with certain shows. I'd rather just watch it all in totality, but that's the thing. We don't have seasons. It's just going to keep going. So if you're just waiting to watch everything, it's going to be a long time. This is Twitty in the city. I'm the Twitty. That's the THC, the Hawaiian Comedian, THC for short, because we ain't saying that multiple times.
Can't do it.
That's a tongue twister. Probably get paid for each time.
It'd be harder if I made you say my Hawaiian name.
Oh, gosh, no. I think I still failed trying to say that. Hit the like. Hit the subscribe. We appreciate you getting the comments. We appreciate you when you're commenting and asking us stuff. Just tell us where you're at. What state? I don't need a city. Don't need a zip code. Just what state? We just want to know where you're at. We appreciate you, love. Appreciate the support. And I just had a funny situation come up while THC was voice to text. You ever get mad that your phone sometimes can't pick up what you're saying, but it'll pick up somebody else?
Oh, clearly.
And I'm assuming what I said, it picked it up clearly.
Clearly.
So THC was, I'm assuming, probably was messaging one of your kids about if his bug guy came around.
Yes.
Probably typical house stuff.
Right.
And I wasn't even saying it loudly. Probably in the most casual, faint voice, I just said, he's got a bug guy. And it caught it.
And it came up clear. Like, the one before it, I was doing talk to text. I was asking. I said, hey, did the bug guy come by the house?
And it struggled.
And I had to go back and text one of them because it said something else. But the minute before I could even do that, you said that he's got a bug guy. And right at the bottom, it said it perfectly too. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh, Twitty. My phone likes you, don't like me.
I mean, it's vice versa. I feel like if I did the same thing, it wouldn't understand nothing I'm saying. And the moment you just say like, he's got that. I don't get it. It's weird, but I just thought that was super funny.
He's got a bug guy.
The fact that it also said it so clearly. It's because I was not yelling it. I was just like, he's got a bug guy.
I do. Got a bug guy. Takes care of all the bugs around my house.
That's good. And you said they are veteran owned, so I know that's right up your alley. That's what's up. Okay. We got two topics. Just hit my microphone. We got two topics to get to.
Wow.
So last episode, we were talking about siblings. Shout out to Stephanie. She was trying to guess if I was an only child or if I had siblings. She thought I had siblings. I do not. I am an only child. THC. Siblings, middle of three, female on either end.
So and you know what's funny, boy, too? Is like, I don't really know too many Polynesians, Hawaiians that do not have siblings. Like, almost every person I know that's not part of the family but is of Pacific Islander or Polynesian,
I don't think all of them have
brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I don't think I know any. I mean, there's not a lot of Polynesians that I know, but of the ones I do know.
All have siblings?
They got siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, three. I don't think I've ever known any that have two.
Two? Yeah, nope.
I feel like three is the minimum.
Yep.
That's like the, if you.
Unless you're like my aunt. My aunt has seven. I got seven cousins just from one auntie.
I mean, I can understand that.
My mom is one of 12.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. She had a basketball team.
Polynesians, man.
That's what's up, though. You got to. That's one thing before I get to this topic. To have that many siblings, you could play any sport by yourself, with your family.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball set.
Mm-hmm.
You had a full rotate.
But you could be the youngest kid going to the retirement of the first oldest kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one that graduated high school and was going to college. Yeah. You could live a whole life.
Yep.
And
yep.
You still got a sibling that's, it's like, yeah, he's just getting to high school.
Yep.
That's crazy. All right, that's the wrong phone. You got two phones. I'm hitting my microphone.
I got two phones.
All right, so I read a list. I found this list of tendencies of only child and siblings.
Mm-hmm.
We wrapped up only child, and I had to get to the sibling ones to see if you would agree or disagree with these. So when it comes to a sibling, regularly interacting with a sibling helps develop communication, conflict, and resolution abilities.
100%.
I feel like we touched on that in the last episode where you talked about, because you kind of, like you said, you're stuck with that sibling. You don't have no escape. There is no, they leave for 2 or 3 minutes. They are constantly in your grill, in your face. So, yeah, you develop communication skills, good, bad. actually probably good, because you probably are doing a trial run. Like, you yell at your sister and then you get your ass beat. And it's like, all right, can't yell at her, but I still got to tell her like how I feel. So then the next time around, you like, you're learning as you go. Like you said, it's, yeah, I yelled at her, probably shouldn't have told her that way. And I reaped some precautions from that. So then when this situation happens again, I can learn and figure out another way to express to her how I feel. And then it's like, oh, that worked out pretty better or good in a sense.
In a sense, but like, we still, I don't know. I think my sisters and I got closer when we got in trouble more.
Because most of the times, was it a, it was a group?
No, because I think that's the moments that my sisters knew that their brother was down for them. I will walk through fire with them. I will go through whatever I have to for my sisters. But my sisters, same thing. They would do the same thing for me. So, like, there was times when they got me in trouble. There was a lot of times when I got them in trouble.
Right.
But in the midst of it all, I knew if I was going to take an ass whooping, either one of my sisters would take an ass whooping with me.
Yep.
100%. And they wouldn't even flinch. They would even come in and dap me up before we got whooped. They would walk in and be like, you going to get whooped. I'm going to get whooped, but we got this.
Mm-hmm. Mom's coming here, and then she's after me. I got you. I'm going to be in there.
Yep.
That's cool. I respect that. This one, understanding and relating to another person's perspective fosters empathy and understanding.
Correct. And that's because it like my sisters would have different issues to help me look outside of the box. I guess when people say that, like, I always have the option to look outside of my own feelings because I have others to think about too. So it does help me weigh options and weigh different situations.
So in a sense, you also, because in the last episode you said as an only child, or you agree with one that stated about, I forgot what it talked about, but it basically was talking about being alone and that you learned to listen.
Yes.
And so I feel like in a sense, with siblings, you also listen. Because like you said, you learn to have other viewpoints.
Yeah.
But to do that, you got to listen.
I mean,
or
you
maybe
gotta
you
listen.
Interpret.
You got to hear the problem. Yeah. You got to hear the problem. You got to hear the thing. But it's like, you don't really got to listen because you might not even understand the situation. You
Fair.
Just know that your sister or your sibling or your brother is going through something. You don't really truly understand it, but I'm going to stand here with that person anyway.
That's fair. What is this one? I got two more. Depending on family dynamic, sibling rivalry can lead to a competitive nature, thus allowing you to overcome losses, adversity, as in life.
100%.
That is fair.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Because I think I competed with my younger sister more than I competed with my older sister. Because my younger sister, she was like if I was taking Taekwondo, she wanted to take Taekwondo. If I was playing baseball, she wanted to play baseball. Like, we both were competitive against each other.
Yeah.
But it upped it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a competitiveness to where we didn't like what either one was doing. It was more of a competitiveness of like, oh, I thought you was the best.
Yeah. It gave you bragging rights for that duration of the day, but or
it also gave me bragging rights to sit there and go, yeah, that's my sister.
Yeah.
And she just whooped your ass.
Yeah.
I don't even know why, because that's my little sister. And she, like, for me, I'm not going to be like, oh, she the best in the world. I'm going to be like, she ain't the best in the world, but she beat your ass.
Right.
Like, it's like, meh.
Yeah, that's fair. And then, why did I write this one down? Some of these just have a funny start, and I'm like, why did I write this down? Birth order can play a role, with older siblings sometimes appearing more responsible, younger siblings potentially being more outgoing.
I wouldn't say.
I know why I wrote this down, because I knew you were one of three, so I was like.
I wouldn't say more outgoing. I would just say willing to try more, I guess. That's still kind of outgoing. What I'm saying is, like, the oldest was the most responsible.
Right.
Like, that's the one that the parents looked at to say.
Well, yeah, trickle down effect.
Yes. So, like, if they mess up, they got to be. So, like, yeah, the older one's going to be the most responsible out of the group. The youngest one is going to try to get away with most of the stuff because the youngest one is going to be like, well, I'm the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Not outgoing, more not edgy.
Middle, we catch flack. We catch flack because we like that kid that's just, you just stuck in the middle of all this bullshit. So we catch more flack, but I was the middle one that'd catch it. But for my two sisters, I'd catch flack all day.
Yeah. Okay. Not, yeah, I don't know what that word would be. Maybe it's not outgoing. It's not edgy. Tempting?
No.
I got to figure out what a word would be for that. Because I know what you're saying, but yeah, outgoing, maybe it is.
Adventurous, I guess, kind of like, you know, like.
I like that better than outgoing.
They don't have as much fear. Like, the oldest is going to have a lot of fear because it's resting all on the oldest's shoulders.
Yep.
So it's not resting on the youngest's shoulders, so the youngest feels more carefree.
That's the word.
Carefree. Yeah, like, there's not a lot of care. Yeah, I got to do the right thing, but I don't really have to.
Yeah.
She going to get in trouble if I do something.
That's the word. They are more carefree.
Yeah.
Glad we figured that word. I was like, adventurous wasn't it either. Like,
no.
Carefree. All right. So that concluded last episode with siblings. Now, I told THC to come up with his top 10 list of movies of all time. He thought I said, come up with your top three.
Three.
Because when I said it, he looked at me and was like, that's impossible. I'm like, you don't have 10, like 10. I was like, that should be a layup. Then it took you a couple of days. No, it took me to ask you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I still want to give him some time. Because
I was still stressing on three movies.
Yeah. So I'm over here. I gave him a week. And I was like, give me your top 10. And he's like, that's impossible. I'm like, bro, it's 10. I was like, you probably got 12, 13.
Hold on. You didn't tell me, give me your top 10. You sent me an email. I didn't read the email fully.
I did. I texted you / emailed you.
Or email, yeah. So yeah. I just kind of, all I seen was top movies, and I swear it said three. So you didn't, like, tell me 10, because when you finally told me 10.
Yeah, because I didn't talk to you about it. Yeah. And I think early.
My stress level
end of
dropped
last,
when you talked to me.
The end of last week, I was like, you got your list? And he just... It's hard, man. I'm like, bro, what is so hard? Like, you're a movie guy. I get it. I said, but you can make a top 10. And that's what I said in my brain. And he said, you want me to pick three? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, no. I said, I want you to pick 10. And then he was like, oh, we're good.
When you said three, I had at least seven. That's what I'm saying. And I had to break down seven to get it down to three.
No.
And I was like, and as soon as you said 10, I was like, oh, okay. Well, then all seven will stay up in there and I can add a couple more.
Right. I was like, you should. I was like, because me, I was like, yeah. I got to 7, 8.
What's even crazier, I don't even have a list written down.
You don't?
Nope. I go right off the top of my head. That's how much I love motion pictures.
Which is why I was so confused when you said you couldn't do it. I was like, you can't come up with 10.
Mm-hmm. I can't come up with three.
I was like, that means you must be the opposite. Because
I was looking at it like three movies, right? Like, if you was to put me on a desert island and only three movies showed up that I could watch.
That's hard.
These are the three that were, that's where I was at. I was stuck. That's how bad I took it. You told me three. I ended up on an island trying to come up with shit. You told me three. I was off on an island. I was trying to make a fire, trying to come up with three movies.
I'm like, man, bro, like, it's just, I'm like, it's 10. We should, I was like, I'm not that horrible. I'm not that one teacher that gives you a 5-page paper that's due by the next day.
Right. I was stressing.
I at least gave you the resources. All right. So we had it's not a bet, but we were guessing. How many did you say you think we'll have that it's in
out
common?
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
I said five. Three or five. I know mine was an odd number. I think it was three, and I think yours was four.
Yeah, that was one above you. You said three. I said four.
Right.
Okay. You want to go, you just name your 10, or do we want to go one at a time each?
Now, starting with our top down to the bottom?
We can.
Okay. So start with the top movie.
Yeah.
Top movie.
Let's go one for one, because I can keep track for you.
Okay.
Because I wrote mine down, so I know which number I'm at. If you need a refresher, I can be like, we're on number four or number five.
I'm telling you, I think some of my movies, you're going to look at me and you're going to be like, what?
This is why I'm kind of
Who's
excited.
Who's watching this right now? I'm going to bring up some nostalgic movies. Some of y'all are going to be like, man, I forgot about that movie.
I will say, I think most of, I'm looking at my list, none of these are prior to 2000, and most of these are early 90s.
Oh, mine's in there. I got some 80s.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
And I knew some 80s, but I was like, I'm going to go with my, like, this was my core. So.
And mine, people, like, mine is not, I'm out of 10, I'll probably have one or two horror, but that's it.
I got,
I got same. Maybe one or two horror, but most mine mostly is just comedy and
there is a sports, but I didn't go sports heavy either. Because you're probably thinking as an athlete, nope, I didn't go sports heavy. I tried to be versatile. And it naturally happened, surprisingly. Like when I got to seven.
There's some movies, it just gotta be sports.
Yeah. Some of them got to, but I was surprised myself when I was naming my first six or seven. I was like, this is also pretty broad in category. Like, I just didn't stick to one lane.
I think there's going
to
be a sport movie that's going to be one of us that's going to cross, that we're going to cross. I think so.
Yeah. All right, you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Number one?
Number one. Your highest ranking, this is the one that's got to be with you.
Denzel.
Which one?
Training Day.
Training Day.
And it was a toss-up between that and American Gangster, but I went with Training Day was the first Denzel, one of the first that I watched, and I thought he portrayed a whole side of him that he could be that on a regular basis.
Watching that movie in Training Day, watching Denzel in Training Day, it's what I usually ask if I'm watching movies is who else could play that part that good? And I couldn't come up with one name.
No, that's why I said it. Like if Denzel, he could live that life. It's how he portrayed it.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, you want me to play
like
that guy?
Like he came from that.
Got it. I just got to live my life every day.
You know, one of the words that he used that in that movie that when I heard the word, I was like, yo, that is a word that not everybody in the world uses. That it's designed specifically for where they was at and for where they was where he was at in L.A., on the West Coast. It was when Ethan Hawke had tackled that guy that was trying to attack that girl in the alleyway, and Denzel came walking up and he said, "Woo, you got mad squabbles, boy."
Yes,
and like, squabbles was a word that you like. Hold up, out of every movie I've ever watched, I never heard anybody use the word squabbles in the right way.
Yeah. Because, he's walking down that. He's not running. He's just walking
he's
down
walking,
the alleyway.
Fixing his coat.
Probably pulled out a cigarette because he was smoking a lot in that movie. I think he either pulled the cigarette out. I think he was actually getting rid of it, like putting it out, I think. Because I remember he squats down. And, he's like, ooh. So that's how it starts. That's my number one.
Okay, number one is training. That's a good one. That's not my number one, but it is on my list. So we are gonna come back to that.
Okay.
My number one is Breakfast Club. Now, Breakfast Club for me, that's an icon.
So funny, before you finish, that would have been a number two. That's just outside of my top 10 for me.
Really?
It was number 11.
I'm not even lying.
It was number 11.
I'm 183 times watching this movie since the sixth grade.
Wow.
Sixth grade, I have watched that movie every single week. I used to watch that movie religiously. John Hughes, famous. Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. That's my number 11.
Oof, that's my. I can actually, if I'm watching that movie, I can do every line until the end of the movie.
So that's my number 11. I think you will maybe respect what I put in front of it.
Okay.
I think you will.
Okay, that's fair.
If not respect, you would say I respect the decision to go between the two.
Okay.
So that's my, but it, man, we would have been almost a two for two.
Okay.
All right. Number two, this is where the sport came in. Remember the Titans.
Dang.
Is that your number two?
Number two. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Okay.
I'm not. You know what, Sean? I'll send you the list. I should have gave Sean the list before, put it up beforehand.
Well, then I would see it, and I don't want to see it because I don't want us to. Number two. That's my number two.
Yeah. Remember the Titans.
When they're at Gettysburg, when they're sitting there and he's giving them that talk.
Yes.
Man. Then when they finally got it, when the kids finally strong side, I was like, let's go. Let's go.
I easily can remember high school up until college. I would watch that every summer before I start off-season workouts.
And just Denzel's mannerisms in that movie, like, you know, when they're taking off down the side and they're on a running and you look over at the coach and you see Denzel, like, leaning back as they're going. And it's like, yeah, go. And he's leaning. It's like every coach does that.
That's every lean.
Every coach. And the cast was 100%. That was a perfect cast.
That's the other thing. When I went through my list, Sunshine was that guy.
Oh yeah, military kid came in, daddy dropping him off in a Corvette. Yeah,
he was that guy. But I was gonna say with my list, I've realized the cast was fat for everyone.
Oh yeah.
Like, it would cost, like, I don't think Ryan Gosling,
like, there's a bunch of people in this movie.
I don't think if you remade this in today's age, they could afford everybody.
No.
When they made these movies.
Nope.
Like, that's how I look at it. It's like, you could not remake this if you wanted to. Like, it would cost you so much because every one of these people have blown up.
Yep.
In this movie and most of the movies that I'm listing off. Also, I forgot to throw this out there. The reason I thought of this list is because my wife had never seen Bruce Almighty.
Ooh.
And that was also a cast that was underrated. And I was like, how could you not seen Bruce Almighty? And so that's where I got on.
I hit skip.
See?
That's how I did not see it. He said, you want Bruce Almighty? I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I remember watching it because I've always been a Morgan Freeman fan. So any movie he was in, he could have been the main, the backup. I had to watch it.
Are you sure? Because I used to be like that until Hard Rain came out with him and
When did that come out?
Oh, 90-something? 94, 95, Hard Rain. So him and Christian Slater.
So it would have been like a couple of years after that.
It was him and Christian Slater. And I was like, bleh.
I didn't backtrack with Morgan Freeman. I want to say it was 97, 98 is when I was like, I like Morgan Freeman. So I'm going to watch because I think Bruce Almighty came out in 96, 97?
Number three.
I got to fact check that. This got to be on your list. This got to be. The Godfather.
It is, but it's more near 10.
Okay. But it's in the top 10?
It's in the top 10.
Okay. So that's the third one. No. Yeah. No?
Yeah, because I haven't said Training Day yet.
Yeah, you say you didn't say it yet. We both got Remember the Titans, and you're saying Godfather's on your list.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Number three for me is Godfather. Because Godfather to me was...
Now, you talking original or are you talking like Godfather 2, Godfather 3?
The original.
The original. Number one.
The original.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say, because when I saw that
back
movie.
Back when Al Pacino was talking really soft.
You know.
Yeah.
You're a good man, Johnny. I think for me, that was up there with, I can't remember if I saw that first or Scarface. I want to say I saw Scarface and I thought that's a badass actor, scary movie. Scary as far as like villain and like taking care of the family mafia. And then I saw Scarface first because then I saw The Godfather and I said, this is the true meaning of like, not scary is the word. What categories does that fall in?
Drama.
Yes.
Drama type
of drama. But you
crime
know what I'm saying?
Drama.
Yeah, like crime drama. Like Scarface was like that, but it was like the big, easy, like guns and explosions.
I would tell you, Godfather, when I first watched it, it was because of my parents. Like, my parents was watching Godfather. Because you had Marlon Brando, you had all these big names that was up in there. So when you had all these big names, you know, like my mom and dad's actors, they were in it, they would watch it, you know, Robert De Niro, everybody's in there in this, you know, and it's huge. But when I watched the first one, I really didn't get it. Scarface, after watching Scarface actually had me go back after I seen Scarface and was like, okay, I got to really sit down and watch it.
And then it helped you understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for me, it was, I watched Scarface and I thought, like, this is how you make those drama crime. And then I went and watched Godfather and I was like, I actually like this type of the
story.
Story.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just... You know, you show like the movie starts and then you go to his childhood and he got abused and it's like, no, he's at a freaking wedding.
Right.
For his
right,
daughter.
Right.
It's like, I wasn't expecting that. And then to have that conversation during the wedding and I was like, okay, this is real life. Like, yep, taking care of this wedding and yeah, I got to deal with you and we got to handle this guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go out there. I'm going to kiss my daughter, kiss my wife. And yeah, my bodyguard's going to come up to me. No, not right now. I'm hanging out with family. But afterwards, yeah, we're going to get in the car. And I was like, okay, that's.
So number three is Godfather. Number three for me, Lincoln Lawyer, Matthew McConaughey.
Do I remember? Oh.
Man, if you have not seen Lincoln, there's an episode TV show out right now that is called The Lincoln Lawyer, But it's based on this. It's based on this novel. Now, this movie with Matthew McConaughey, Lincoln Lawyer, man, I can't stop watching any of it. Like, any of it. If I walk into a room and it's on, I don't care what part it's on, I'm watching. It's happening.
Lincoln Lawyer.
And Lincoln Lawyer is probably the movie that made me want to be like, you know what? If I'm going to go to school, I want to pass the bar.
Okay.
I want to be a lawyer.
I have seen it.
His driver.
Certain movies, I got to look at the graphic. Okay.
His driver was the best.
Yes.
The best.
That's a good one. That one is in the top of my head. I had to look that one up, but I remember watching it. Oof. I do remember watching
it. One of the best lines in that movie was when the cop looked at, because he's a defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cops looked at him and said, you can really like defend these scumbags. And Matthew McConaughey looked that cop right in the face and was like, if you did your job, I wouldn't have one. And it was like, that's what actually hooked me. That first line hooked me. I was like, I want to see how he's going to act in court. This is going to be great.
How is he going to do that?
Was not disappointed. Matthew McConaughey's fantastic actor.
He is. He's fantastic. A good one.
That's my number three.
Okay. That's the first one I had to actually look up to remember.
Okay.
That's the other thing I was curious about. I was like, how many of these do I have to actually look up, or can I actually be like, no, I remember that one. That's the first one out of 10. I take it as a win.
Okay.
Number four. The original Gladiator.
Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Russell Crowe.
Good movie.
Original Gladiator. I got to go with the originals. It's the one I watched. Helped me with a little bit of, because I was not a big history person. So it kind of helped me understanding that lifestyle and also just how it was portrayed. Again, not one of those big, actually take that back. It was a fight movie, but it had a lot of storytelling also. You got your fill of fight, but it was more about the message behind
yes.
the fights. And the first time I watched it, I was like, yeah, they're fighting and they're on horses. And then I watched it a second time and it's like, every one of these fight is a message to the story he was telling. And so, yeah, I appreciated that one more, kind of how you did with Godfather.
Maximus was probably one of the greatest generals in history, not just in Roman history.
No, or like order, of.
Like of history.
Yes.
And that's because he was one of the generals that was loved by the men that actually fought.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the generals would get back from wars and all that stuff, they'd all meet in their little tent. They'd have their servants or stuff so that they can get their medical treatment, whatever. Before Maximus even touched that tent, he went to every single one of his soldiers to make sure every single yep. one of them was good to go.
Well, that's what they show that right after their fight. Mm-hmm. He's in the... I think he's actually with them. He's not even eating. He's making sure they've got food and mm-hmm. telling this person to go get checked out, or I don't know the proper term, but like there's a nurse beside him and he's like, hey, go take a look at that guy.
Yeah.
And then he probably was walking out to then go to
once
the nursing
done.
Area yep. to check on other people. But then he had to get escorted.
He was
see.
The last one to be looked at yeah. in his eyes. And that's a good leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my,
okay.
what was that, number four?
Number four.
Number four, Gladiator.
My number four is, was it your number two?
No, remember the Titans
was, number,
was
two?
Number two.
Then it was your number one.
Training Day.
Training Day is my number four.
Number four, okay. Okay.
Let me get my guns out. Let's load them up. I love that scene with him and Ethan Hawke in the restaurant.
Yeah, there's so many good scenes.
A DUI stop.
I think was Training Day one of no, it's not one of the first, but I think Training Day was one of the top three movies of mine where I had so many quotes I recited and just couldn't.
There's a lot of
and
them.
And just couldn't and was like, why am I reciting that? And it's like it's just that movie.
Especially when you do something motivating, it just comes out where you're just like, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That whole scene, huh? You
okay.
motherfuckers.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to have you
on cases on all you bitches.
I'm going to have you in Pelican Bay. I was like, he is pissed.
Especially, like, I liked how when he played that character, he also went in, like, not just, you know, as like an African-American person playing, he was also playing, like, you know, because his girl was Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, his lingo of switching from English to Spanish was, like, superb.
Yes.
Like, perfect.
Clean.
When he was just like, Officer Hoyt, mijo,
yeah.
mijo. But, like, when he's speaking Spanish to the young boy to get him to come over to him, hey. It was like, but it was like, he sounded like he normally speaks
yes.
that way, like, all the time.
Yeah. But in his role, He was around all of that, that it was natural, and he had that personality and to portray
that was really filmed in the jungle. That was really filmed in the jungle in L.A.
I think I knew that. That's, I think I read that it was filmed in that neighborhood.
That was the actual neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one's a good one. All right. Number five. Do the Right Thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You doing a Spike Lee joint on me like that? He said, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
That was a, I'm not going to say like I just threw it in there. It's a part of the, like my classic childhood, almost like how you said your parents for, which one was it you just said that you remember watching that because your parents?
Oh, Godfather. Well,
Godfather.
Yeah.
That's how I felt with Do the Right Thing. That was my dad's movie. Like growing up, that was his. It was up there with, this one's not on my list, but it was up there with that. White Man Can't Jump. And then, what was
that? He Got Game.
He Got Game. Did I put that one? No,
with
I didn't put that one.
La-la.
But those were in my dad's realm of movies. Like, we're having a movie night. If dad's picking, it's one of these three. Mm. The only way it's not is because there's something new that came out that he wanted to check out.
Gotcha.
So that's where that came from. And it was like, it's stuck with me.
Gotcha.
Numero five.
Number five for me. So funny, though. We're not picking the same movies, but we're kind of staying with the same directors. Because mine's a Spike Lee movie, too.
I'm not even going to try to guess.
Inside Man.
Oh!
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. Spike Lee did do that one.
Yes, he did.
Was that one of his... That wasn't one of his first big break. What was before that one would have been probably put you on the spot. I feel
Malcolm
like
Malcolm X.
Yeah, and then that one wouldn't have been. That was another one of his blockbuster ones.
Oh yeah, yeah. The studded cast too. Yeah. Like you had Jodie Foster. You had what's his name? I'm trying to think of his name right now. He was in Spider-Man. He played the Goblin.
Oh.
William Dafoe.
Yes.
William
Dafoe. Like, he's got a simple first name.
Uh-huh. William Dafoe. And just the idea and the storyline of how the whole heist went down, mm-hmm. I was like, that is so genius. It made me continue. That's one thing that I rate movies on. How long are you going to keep my attention, and are you going to make me want to go, I don't want to miss this part. I don't want to miss this part. And that was one of them. Inside Man is one of my favorites. This ain't no bank robbery.
That's a good one.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm pretty sure we had that on bootleg VHS. And I remember watching that one so many times, I get pissed the next time I wanted to watch it because I didn't rewind it back.
I think that was one that I forgot to take back to Redbox.
Mm-hmm. Redbox. Where did they go? Number six. You'll respect this. I don't know if you have it on the other list, I would be surprised, but not surprised. I don't know. Number six for me is Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh, that's a perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect movie. We've fallen close.
And I actually, that was my number seven. But then I realized once I got to the others, I was like, that deserves to go a little bit up. Because it's also, that's kind of my first of that, I almost said demographic, category. And it kind of is the first that I watched of that where I really appreciate it. Again, a lot of these is based on that attention.
Right, correct. And are you grabbing
it? I hadn't seen anything that way.
Gotcha.
In a sense. So it caught me, and it was also another way of understanding how to appreciate that type of film.
Gotcha.
And also made other ones be like, that's trash, I'm done.
you
didn't catch me in 5 minutes, I'm done.
My number seven or six? We're six, right?
Six.
My number six? Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams as a teacher.
I know that. I can't remember the freaking graphic for that one.
That was the very first movie that I actually sat down and watched. And I was still, I wasn't a child, but I was still a kid. Like I was probably in my teens.
Yeah.
Watching this movie that was the first movie to make me cry. That was the first movie to actually pull a tear out of my face back in those days. And it was another star-studded cast in there, too. Like some of Dead Poets Society. Oh, Captain, My Captain. When the kid said, oh, Captain, My Captain, and stood on top of their desk, I lost my mind.
That's the second freaking it has the artwork, and the second freaking photo is him standing up.
On the desk.
On the desk.
Carpe diem. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Carpe
I
diem.
Know.
Carpe diem means seize the day.
Wow, Ethan Hawke was in it?
Yes, bro. Everybody was in this movie, man. Everybody was in this movie.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this movie was hard. Like, this movie went really deep. Good. Dead Poets Society. First movie, that's when Robin Williams became one of my favorite actors of all time, because he was the first actor to make me laugh and the first actor to make me cry.
I think he...
Mm-hmm.
He probably was.
And he was a comedian. Like, I'm all the way on.
Yeah, he had the full package.
Yep.
He had the full package. All right, number seven, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, you threw one of them in there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction was number eight, and then again with Shawshank, I had to move those up. But the last three for me, you'll probably be like, how did you not put these probably above Shawshank and Pulp Fiction?
Okay.
But yeah, Pulp Fiction for me at number seven. Where are you going, Mr. Number Seven? Also, what are we at? We had three. Training Day, Remember the Titans, or just two?
Two.
Yeah, you didn't have Godfather, and you didn't have Gladiator. Okay, so we're still at two. With three left.
With my pick, I'm going to stay with that number.
Just the movie seven? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, there is one of my favorite Morgan Freeman movies. Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Robert Lee Ermey as the lieutenant, as the captain in charge of the man.
That.
Kevin Spacey as the actual serial killer.
I mean, that might be.
And that's what I'm saying. Is like my horror moves like that way towards it. It's still got to be good acting. Seven.
That might be the hardest cast right now of our list. Oof. I think that, and that's saying a lot. But that I think is the
because
you kind of catch almost,
and I mean
almost all of them,
even
at
and like
that
even
sub peak,
even in today. Peak. Even today, you can walk around and be like by, you know, Gen Zs, Gen Xs, Gen millennials, and you can say the phrase, what's in the box? And everybody knows that line. Everybody, what's in the box? It's like, that comes from Seven.
I mean, did you catch them all? I feel like you caught them maybe at their peak, but I feel like when that came out, they were all sub-peaking. Maybe Morgan is the only one that was about at his peak.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody
Brad Pitt was still kind of coming in.
Yeah.
And he was coming off of like that, what was the one where they fight all the time, Fight Club. So he was kind of coming off of Fight Club, coming into that.
But they were all like, they were at the top of that mountain. Like I said, Morgan might be the only one who was like, come
on, maybe
guys.
Kevin Spacey too.
Kevin, yeah, he was, but they were all, none of them was on this cliffhanger.
No.
Or like, we got to see what else you can do. You seven caught them at.
I will put seven at
that's
seven.
That's a good one.
Seven at seven.
That's a good one. That one I forgot about, actually.
Mm.
That's a good one. I still would keep my list. They'd be outside top 10, I think, still. But they have a fighting chance. All right, number eight, Good Will Hunting.
Ooh, how you like them apples? Man, that's a great. Is that what you do? You come in,
that's
you embarrass
my
You come in here, you kick off, you spit out somebody else's knowledge like it's your own. You stand here, impress some girl, embarrass my friend. Maybe we can go outside and talk about this for a minute.
That was
That's a good one too.
Number eight.
Ooh, Good Will.
That's why I said my last three. Even as I'm looking at them, I'm like, they probably should have been a little bit higher.
Ooh. Yep.
When did that come out? Yeah, 97.
Okay, now we're getting close to the end of it.
What did? Was this before your movie or was it after yours?
What's that?
Good Will Hunting. Came out in 97. When did?
Oh
yeah, 89.
Dead Poets was in 89. Yeah. Dead Poets
89.
Was in the 80s.
89.
Yeah.
JK. Big time. My bad.
This Good Will Hunting was Robin Williams' day of bearded time, wearing the beard.
Yeah, 89, late 80s, early 90s was still baby facing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right. All right. Number eight for you.
Number eight for me. Since we're already near the end of the list. You know I'm a big Saga fan.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Star Wars was going to fall in here somewhere.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I like my Saga. My Saga will be in the top 10. Where it will be in the top 10, I don't know, but it will be in the top 10. But I'll do it by movie. I won't be like, oh, I need the whole Saga in there.
No, I know you. I know you're going to tell us which one.
Rogue One. Rogue One.
Not surprised.
And it goes Rogue One, and then it goes Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
As the saga goes in there. I know some people are like, oh, Return of the Jedi. And I'm like, nah, I liked it, but.
I feel like if you are a true Star Wars fan, I would say I'm well below average of a fan. But I feel like in your heart of hearts as a fan, most people, you got to go with Rogue One.
Yeah.
You kind of, if you're in, if
it's
you,
the way everything started.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like it's the reasoning of everything. Uh-huh. And me being a sub-level fan, I know that. Like you got to go with not only that was, in my opinion, the best, but tells you everything.
It tells you of how.
Tells you of the
struggle of how they got the plans. Yes. Which, spoiler alert, if none of y'all out there have ever seen Rogue One, I had somebody break down to me how Rogue One didn't even make sense. Because when it came down to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, in Star Wars, A New Hope, right?
Okay.
Okay, she was holding the disc that all of these people sacrificed their whole life for, blew up a planet to grab this little disc. And then when it came down to it, when they busted Princess Leia out of the Death Star,
yeah,
they actually took R2 and plugged him into the Death Star and downloaded everything from the Death Star. So when it came down to it, when they got back to the base, they didn't even use the disc. Disc was sitting on somebody's desk. They just plugged in R2. So it was like, all we had to do was get Princess Leia caught. All these people didn't have to die. I was so mad. I was like, what?
That's when you didn't want to hear that type of fact.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, number 9, Boys in the Hood.
Ooh, there you went.
Mm-hmm.
There you went.
Number 10 is going to get you.
But it's funny, though. It's like your number 9 is like almost on the same as my number 9.
Where'd you... So you went...
I didn't go Boys in the Hood. I didn't go Menace to Society.
That's what I was going to say, Menace to Society.
But I did do an Ice Cube production.
Frick. I know. Frick.
The day of the week.
Friday.
The original.
Yes. You got to go with Chris the original.
Chris Tucker and Smokey, like, yep. The original.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I can quote that whole movie.
Oh, Friday.
From the beginning to the end, I can quote that whole movie.
Friday is up there with going to a TV show, Martin Lawrence. That mm-hmm. was my homework, Saturday, chores, laundry. Could just throw on Friday. Didn't have to watch. Didn't have to actually visually see it.
No, and as a comedian too. Like I've opened up for John Witherspoon twice. Like I've worked with him in two different venues twice. And that man right there is something else. And I know some people are like, oh, some people are like, you know, oh, they're not really like that. Where he's like, put some hot sauce on that baby, and people think, okay, that's just an act. That was not
that's
an act.
Him.
That was him. That was 100% him. Every show we did, we'd be in the back room, in the back of the green room, just mounds of chicken wings, mounds of carrots and stuff like that, just sitting. And he'd sit there with his, put some hot sauce on that, baby. Like he would, that was John. I took John to Jack in the Box one time. Me and him went to Jack in the Box because he wanted an ultimate cheeseburger. Like, but Friday is my number 9. That's my number 9. It's got to be in there.
Number 10.
Oof.
Comedy. Hella good cast. Life.
Oh! Oh! Knew I was forgetting one.
Bernie Mac.
I knew I was forgetting one. Jake Lane.
Martin.
Oh, man. You know, you want to know how... You know what?
I feel so proud that I got you on number 10. I feel so proud.
Do you know that Life... I think it's just like they started streaming it again on like Netflix, mm-hmm. I think it was. And the minute I seen it, like that is one of the best.
I feel so proud.
Bruh, I damn near lost my mind when they were standing on the bottles and Martin Lawrence was like, stop talking to me. And he said, damn it, one of my toes went in the bottle. I lost it. I never yep. laughed that hard, so hard in my life. You know what, Claude? You can't say watch or nothing like that around. You better say little clock or some shit like that.
Little Ray's boom boom room. Ray's boom boom room.
There ain't no boom. When there is a boom boom room, don't come down to them because you ain't getting in.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't leave that out. That's got to be my number 10.
What was your number 10?
That's got to be my number 10. Well, it don't even matter.
I am so proud of myself.
It don't even matter. I can't go with a list without life. I can't even believe I didn't throw that in there.
I feel so proud of myself.
Damn. Right,
I feel so proud of myself.
Damn it. You said life. That's my jam.
And see, when I was making this list, I thought Training Day, Godfather.
Yeah. Godfather's like number 11, 12
and,
for me.
And I was like, life. I was like, if he doesn't have life, I might damn near convince him to put it on the list.
Man.
I thought you were going to say life in the top four.
Mm-mm. I should have. I totally forgot it. It would have been. Like, it 100% yes. would have been. It 100%. Yes. That's my thing. Can't get right. What you mean can't get right? Can't get right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's my jam.
If I was back, if I was a Boy Scout.
And look at that cast.
Oh.
Look at that cast.
Stacked. Like, that's why it had to be on that list.
All the way. Like, even, like, on just, like, the look. Like, you had Heavy D with a shovel. You know what I mean? Like, I totally forgot that Heavy D was one of the inmates that was digging the shovel mm-hmm. that was burying the bodies for it. I was like, wait a minute. Heavy D was in this movie?
I feel so proud of myself. You got to tell me, though, what was your number 10? You said you're going to replace it, but what was your number 10?
Oh, man, I don't even want to say it now. Because now that just makes it look like I was just looking for a number 10.
Wow.
That's it. That's the one. It's got to be
you
up in there.
You really forgot.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. My number 10 is an actual, like, comedy movie. It's one of my favorites for the holidays. It's called The Wreath. And it stars Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
like a bank robber yep. that robs the houses during like Christmas time. It's one of the best because, oh man, I forgot. How did I forget? Life?
I can't.
And I don't want to forget The Ref. I want to put The Ref in there too.
I can't believe I got you on life.
Life. Oh my goodness. That's my jam. Mm. Like, life is like that one of the jingle-ang. What a take my pitch and woo on the work site. I just the simplest things, like, here, look around. None of y'all can read.
I feel so proud. America, you don't, I for sure thought you were going to, this is what I thought was going to happen. I thought life was going to be in your top three without hesitation. And then I was going to tell you.
I totally forgot about
it. And
life.
I was going to tell you I had it. And then you were going to say, we got to cut the list. I need to know where is it at and how is it not. And I was prepared for you to be
I'm
like
almost,
top four.
I'm almost
top five.
I'm almost trying to pull it out and replace it in so that I can bring The Ref as my number 10 again. I can't believe I forgot life.
I felt so proud, too. I was like, Training Day, he's going to agree. Remember the Titans. I was like, he's got to be a fan of Godfather. I was like, Gladiator,
because, like,
he might be hit or miss. I was like, Boys in the Hood. I was like, Good Will Hunting or Shawshank. I was like, those two maybe. I was like, Pulp Fiction, he might argue.
Yeah.
But I was like,
yeah.
Life,
it's gotta
I was
be
like,
it.
He will probably beat me to it.
Life is, it was a, for me, it was a, it was a breath of fresh air because Eddie Murphy started doing, like, I grew up with the 80s Eddie Murphy.
That's why I figured
Saturday
you would
Night
put...
Live, yeah, like Beverly Hills Cop, Golden Child, like, this was the Eddie Murphy that I grew up with.
I am shocked you didn't have
so when
Eddie
he did,
in there
when,
a lot.
Then when he started doing, like, the other movies, you know, like, I get it, Nutty Professor, all that stuff. He started doing all that kind of stuff. I was like, yeah, okay. When he did Life, I was like, okay, you went back.
It took you back
it
to
went,
how
oh,
you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that he still had
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, in Golden Child, with, I mean, the best lines in there. Why I got to be chosen to go to Bahamas? To Tibet.
To the
Tibet. Yeah, why can't I be chosen to go to Bahamas or something? You know, and then, like, you look at Life and just the little comments, the lines that they had through that whole movie. Like, the upper room. The upper room. I'm going to break up into that. I'm going to be like,
Ray's
the upper
boom,
room.
Boom, boom,
room. Damn it, I can't forget. Okay.
I'm so proud.
That moved The Ref to number 11. Damn it. That's all right. Life is in it.
Okay. Do I dare ask you, do we need to do a second round of this?
No.
Okay.
Because then it'd be hard. Would it be another top 10?
Yeah.
But it can't be because you already had a top 10. So this would have to be like a top 20?
Ooh. No. You know what I would do? Here right on the spot, and we're going to end it. Of the top 10, what's your top three?
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now, Life's gonna be in there.
I know it's gotta be.
Life's gonna be
for
in
me,
there.
Training Day, life, and then, oh, that's a toughie. Godfather. I got it. Life, Training Day, Godfather.
Mine will be Inside Man, Lincoln Lawyer, and Life.
That's those a good versatility.
Out of my 10, yep.
That's a good versatility. For me, it's like, it was like Training Day and Godfather, you could kind of say, are in that same realm, but they're two different types.
Two different types,
realm.
Yeah. Two different situations.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's the list. Give us your list, top 10.
Yeah, I want to hear what your guys' list is.
We there's some we miss. I think I might have won the stumping of THC with Life.
You did. Life killed me.
Yeah. You actually probably got some comments right now, some people saying, how could you forget that?
How could you forget? Yeah, no,
you should have never admitted that. You should have just lied and said, that's my top 10, too.
That's not me, though.
But that's not you. Nope. You're going to get so much slack, bro. I feel so...
Give it to me. Give it to me in the comment sections. Be like, what is your problem, SP? What is going on, Hawaiian?
If movies was like a Boy Scout badge, I just earned mine. Man. The fact that I stumped you.
You even said another movie I like, too. You just said Boy Scout.
Boy Scout?
Last Boy Scout. Damon Wayans, Bruce Willis. Yeah, you said, now all of these movies are popping up in my head right now.
All right, we got to get out of here. I just started a train over here. He might have a top 50. I'm Twitty, that's THC. Hit the like, hit the subscribe button. Until next time, we out.